live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a former orthopaedic surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital says the more surgical services are contracted to private hospitals, the more of a risk there is that the hospital will be downgraded. Danielle McLaughlin's mother is hopeful of a quick conclusion of the trial of the man accused of her rape and murder. The Lasca Hearlock of the Glenties Municipal District says he will not support a new county development plan if it does not facilitate the building of houses with entrances onto the N56. And Gardaí are warning motorists that the speed limit is not a target. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferrisher. First news though, the Council of Europe has flagged serious concerns about UK legislation that would offer an amnesty from prosecution to some perpetrators of attacks during the Troubles. Northern Ireland victims groups had denounced the British government's plans announced last month. Barry White reports.
The British government plans to grant legal immunity to former soldiers and others involved in Northern Ireland killings, but only if they tell the truth through a new fact-finding panel. The approach is designed to give long-retired soldiers a shield against prosecution for many of the approximately 300 killings committed by UK forces during the Troubles. The Council of Europe, which is an intergovernmental body of 46 states, is to issue a list of questions to the British government seeking clarification about the legislation.
The North Police Ombudsman, meanwhile, has found that four young men arrested in Derry in 1979 were subjected to coercion and oppression before confessing to terrorist crimes. It relates to five terrorist incidents, including the murder of a 22-year-old soldier, Lieutenant Stephen Kirby, who was shot dead by the PIRA at Carlisle Terrace in Derry on the 14th of February 1979. Emma Ryan has more.
The investigation carried out by Marie Anderson concluded that the men, three of whom, which were 17 at the time, and the other 18, were treated unfairly and made confessional statements which were not voluntary according to the standards of the time. It was noted also that Michael Toner, Stephen Crumlish, Jared Kelly and Gerald McGowan were not given an opportunity to have legal representation before signing a total of 21 confessional statements. The men also signed statements admitting involvement in a number of punishment shootings in the city in January and February 1979. They have always protested their innocence and in December 1998 were acquitted by the former Lord Chief Justice and found not guilty of all charges. The men remained in the Republic of Ireland until the Director of Public Prosecutions withdrew the charges against them.
A link to the full report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. A former orthopaedic surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital says the more that surgical services are contracted out to private hospitals, the more of a risk there is that the hospital will be downgraded. Peter O'Rourke says the more surgical services are scaled back, the more of a threat there is to the hospital's future. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Mr. O'Rourke said he fears that the situation may be very different 25 years from now.
If you outsource all your surgery, you won't get junior doctors to train as surgeons. You won't get senior doctors to work as surgeons. Then you won't have surgeons. If you don't have surgeons, you can't have an emergency department. So if you can't take out somebody's appendix or fix their broken wrist or their broken ankle, you can't do anything else. And unfortunately, if you outsource the big stuff like hip replacements, gallbladders and things like that, then there isn't going to be anybody there to do the small stuff. And I literally worry about what is going to happen to me in 25 or 30 years' time, if I'm still around. Who's going to be there to look after me? And I don't have any confidence that Letterkenny will be functioning as a proper general hospital by that stage.
A former deputy manager of the hospital, meanwhile, believes the decision to remove the angiogram service from the hospital was taken too casually without much consideration. It's been confirmed that the angiogram service will be retained at Letterkenny University Hospital following much fear that it was to be removed. Paddy Rooney believes the decision to remove the service was already made, but public outcry forced a U-turn. He told today's 9 till noon show also that it was extraordinary a decision to remove the angiogram service was taken without any consideration. consideration of the overall impact.
This has been a fascinating experience, actually, watching this unfold, because it's extraordinary that people very, very far away from Letterkenny, I'm talking about people in Galway, can make a decision to switch off a service without taking any consideration at all, Greg, about the impact that it's going to have on people. And I'm talking about the 400 people or so that will need diagnostic angiography next year. You know, they've had it in Letterkenny. That suddenly they would have a 400-mile round trip to go to Galway to get the service when it was readily available on their doorstep over the last 12 years. Very safely, I have to say. I don't recollect any patient safety issue or any adverse outcome in relation to one case. It was very, very safe and very sound. There was also very little consideration given to the consultant cardiologist, because one of his there was a tool taken out of his box of tricks that had impacted on his ability to care and treat for his patients. And I mean, that would be akin to Peter, for instance, the MRI scanner had been taken away from him and he would have to send his patients to wherever to get that service. And of course, the other thing then was that a decision could have been made so casually without the impact on a registered charity like the people of Donegal that raised €750,000. And this piece of equipment then was going to be used, a service that otherwise wasn't intended for. And it's just extraordinary that those decisions were taken without taking any of those things into consideration.
The mother of Danielle McLaughlin, who was killed in Goa 5 years ago, says she is hopeful of a quick conclusion of the trial of the man accused of her rape and murder. It follows a high-level meeting in India between Goa's chief minister and two high-level diplomats from Ireland and Britain. Danielle had been travelling on a British passport at the time. Donna Marie Doherty reports.
Vikat Bhagat is accused of the rape and murder of Bunkrana woman Danielle McLaughlin, who was found dead on March 14, 2017. Her mother, Andrea Branigan, told the Irish Daily Star she is hopeful that yesterday's meeting will help speed up the trial of Vikat Bhagat, which began in April 2018 but has been beset by delays. The Consul General of Ireland, Gerry Kelly, and Britain's Deputy High Commissioner in Western India met with Goa's Chief Minister to seek the quick conclusion of the trial. Mr. Kelly gave the Chief Minister a letter from Miss Branigan requesting that the trial be expedited and expressing her fear that she will never get justice for Danielle. In a joint statement issued after the meeting, Mr. Kelly and the Deputy High Commissioner said ensuring a quick conclusion to the trial is a significant priority for the two governments as well as for Danielle's family.
Minister Stephen Donnelly says the Department of Health is monitoring a rise in new COVID-19 cases in hospitals. He's urging those eligible to register for their second booster vaccine. Just a third of over 65s have so far been given it to date. Minister Donnelly has said at this stage it's too early to talk about further COVID restrictions.
We can't speculate about the autumn at this point. It's early June. What we're looking at right now is the profile of hospitalizations and what happens with that. So I can say categorically, I have no advice, nor have there been any questions raised in the Department of Health at this point around additional restrictions. I think the core message now is get the vaccine.
The COVID-19 testing centre at the Cleary Centre in Donegal Town is to close next week. The centre opened on September the 27th, 2020, and since then has carried out over 33,700 swabs. It will cease testing on this day week, June the 17th. A Donegal GP says it's right that the HSE is scaling back its contact tracing operations. Staff at centres in Limerick and Galway are to be redeployed to other government departments, including a new passport call centre being established by the Department of Foreign Affairs. Stornoller Dr. Dennis McCauley chairs the IMO's GP subcommittee.
I think people have sort of in their own ways moved on. I think that the general public have actually become quite used to living with COVID. I think that the effectiveness and the actual productivity of the contact tracing team now would have to be questioned. I think it was always going to be a situation when the numbers of cases of COVID began to drop below a certain level that they would dispense with the necessity of the full contact tracing team and then they would use local teams instead.
The Las Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District says he will not support a new county development plan if it does not facilitate the building of houses with entrances onto the N56. At present, planning for such developments is being refused on safety grounds, but Councillor Michael McLaugherty says in many cases these applications are from people who already live along the route and already have cars, so it does not necessarily mean an increase in the traffic onto the main road. Councillor McLaugherty says he and other members are seeking an urgent meeting with Transport Infrastructure Ireland to press their case.
You may have 10, 12 people living in the one house, a family. There'll be people in the house moved on to teenagers, adulthood, and they're living along the road the way they are at the minute, and they all have a carriage. Then a couple of the kids wishes to seek planning permission then, either behind the house or nearhand the house, and they can't get onto the main road because they use the word intensification. That argument doesn't stand with me, Donald, because the intensification is already immediately there, whether TAA want to release it or not. The cars are there, so building the next house is not going to put it up or down as such. I appreciate the argument that you're saying they will put up for your average greenfield site, but I genuinely believe if your mum or dad or granddad lives along the road and you want to build beside them, you should be allowed that. We are pushing for a meeting with TAA, and I hope that'll be sooner rather than later.
Ultimately, is this going to take changes to national legislation? Because TAA will say to you, look, we're looking at national law, we're looking at national planning guidelines, and they're very clear. So this isn't an issue that's going to be resolved within Donegal. This is an issue that's going to have to go right to the capital and to the government.
Oh yes, we appreciate that, Donald. Totally, it's going to the government 100%. We're fully aware. We all appreciate that, and that's where it is to go. But I suppose for that to start, that's where we need to. We have to meet face to face this time with TAA. We've been at this for a long time. Certainly, this last 3 years that I got on the council, as I say, colleagues long before that as well have been battling this. But we are really, I suppose, as of the last day, have taken a stand now. With a county development plan and everything going up, and I can't support the county development plan, Donald, unless it's going to be allowed for people getting on to the N56, is my view, and anyway, to be honest, going forward, and I don't see that changing.
Gardaí are warning motorists that the speed limit on roads is not a target. It comes after 8 people died in collisions over the bank holiday weekend. A 17-year-old boy was killed on the road in County Cavan last night, bringing the total number of deaths for the week to 9. Garda Assistant Commissioner Paula Hillman says it's never worth taking risks on the road.
We know that a 5% reduction in speed can reduce fatal collisions by 30%. So that little bit of speed reduction has an impact. We have seen the increase in both drink driving and the quite significant increase in drug driving detections over that bank holiday weekend. We initially saw that in 2021. So again, that message about do not take the risk, do not get behind the wheel of the car if you have consumed alcohol or drugs.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games, and Donegal manager Maxi Curran has made one change to his starting 15 for the All-Ireland Championship opener against Waterford on Saturday in Birr County, Offaly. Kieran Guthrie, who didn't start the Ulster final defeat to Armagh, comes in replacing Roisin Rodgers. Waterford manager Pat Sullivan has named an unchanged team from their Munster Championship semi-final defeat to Cork. Manager Maxi Curran says his side are geared up for the next phase of the championship and want to win both their group games.
The objective is to obviously go and win the two. You know, the prize for coming second is a quarter final with Dublin. That's probably one you would rather avoid if you can. But no, look, it's a big ask. Waterford are a very seasoned outfit. They're the only Division One team that's landed themselves in the third tier of teams in the group's draw, so that in itself presents a difficult challenge for us. But look, I say it's one that look we feel we're up to, and we're looking forward to getting started on Saturday.
Maxi Curran ahead of tomorrow's game. We'll have updates here on Saturday Sport. Well, our feature game this weekend is the Donegal Armagh All-Ireland Qualifier on Sunday in Clonus. The game will be live on Highland Radio Sport with Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh from the 4 o'clock throw-in time. Armagh go into the game buoyed by a win over Tyrone, but 1992 All-Ireland winner Tony Boyle feels Donegal have the experience in the group to bounce back.
I think it's even more difficult when it's an Ulster final. I think it's a wee bit easier maybe if you're knocked out in the early stages of Ulster. You have a wee bit more time to regroup and you look at the end of the All-Ireland series. But for the Donegal squad management, you know, it's probably the manner of the defeat in the Ulster final against Derry, you know, where they know. Listen, at times they performed, everyone knew they would probably mirror what Derry were going to do for a certain amount of the match, but I suppose the disappointing thing is when we went 2 points up, you know, with 10 minutes to go, that we didn't try and kick on and close out the game. And you know, that's going to be hard to come. That's going to be hard to come back from. But listen, they're an experienced bunch, and I know the way that, you know, the modern footballer looks at it. You have nearly, you know, they treat the All Ireland series completely different than the provincial championship. So listen, there's enough experience within that squad to bounce back. But it's going to be a big challenge on Sunday.
Tony Boyle there, 4 o'clock's the start time for that Donegal Armagh game on Sunday. At 1:30 on Sunday, those All-Ireland qualifiers, Cork, they play Limerick. And they get underway tomorrow, that's in the All-Ireland Senior Championship. Clare, they play Roscommon at 3:45, while Mayo play Kildare. That one starts at 6 o'clock. In the All-Ireland Minor Championship quarterfinals tomorrow, Tyrone, they play Kerry at 4 o'clock, and Cork, they play Derry. That one starts at 6. The All-Ireland Senior Championship in hurling tomorrow, Antrim play Cork at 2 o'clock, as do Kerry. They play Wexford also at 2 o'clock. Well, the championship action continues in Donegal this evening at club level for the hurlers. In the Senior Championship, Buncrana play Setanta, Burt are up against Cairn Donagh, Eirua Ballyshannon up against Sean McCool's, and Dunlow play St Eunan's. And in the Junior, St Eunan's play Burt, Four Masters play Sean McCool's, and Letterkenny Gaels play Setanta. All those games start at 7:30. There's also action all over the weekend in the all-county leagues. Moving on to soccer, and John Egan will miss tomorrow evening's Nations League game with Scotland. The defender suffered an ankle injury in Wednesday's defeat to Ukraine. Seamus Coleman has been ruled out of Scotland and the Ukraine games due to a groin injury. Manager Stephen Kenny admits he'll need to freshen things up for the game at the Aviva.
To be honest, with the 3-day turnaround and such a tight schedule, you're not doing an awful lot of work in 2 days, you know, in relation to, you know, we with fresh legs and we have other players who are willing to come in and make their mark, and that's the nature of it. You know, I think we have some players who are, you know, fresh, ready to go. We want that freshness to come into the team and give us energy.
In other news, former Northern Ireland manager Billy Bingham has died at the age of 90. He had 2 spells in charge of his country, with the second seeing them qualify for the 1982 and 1986 World Cups. Bingham won 56 international caps as a player and was an English League title winner with Everton in 1963. Back at home, Bohemians, they have signed experienced midfielder John O'Sullivan from Accrington Stanley. The 28-year-old began his career at Blackburn before moves to the likes of Carlisle and Blackpool. In rugby, Leinster's quest for to end the season with some silverware continues tonight. They take on the Vodacom Bulls in the first of this weekend's United Rugby Championship semi-finals. Kick-off at the RDS at 7:35. And Ulster have named an unchanged side for tomorrow's semi-final with the DHL Stormers in Cape Town. Head coach Dan McFarlane has even avoided tinkering with his replacements bench. In golf, Bryson DeChambeau has joined the Saudi-backed LIV Tour. The 2020 US Open winner has joined his compatriot Dustin Johnson on the Rebel Tour. The PGA Tour announced yesterday it will indefinitely suspend any of its members joining LIV Golf, and they'll be ineligible for the Ryder Cup selection. Meanwhile, on the PGA Tour, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry begin their second rounds at the RBC Canadian Open just after 6 o'clock Irish time. McIlroy begins the day from 4 under par, while Lowry starts from 3 under par. Wyndham Clark is the on-course leader at 7 under par. In local cricket, Brady hosts Interprovincial T20 Festival this weekend with games played over the 3 days. The first of those games today, the Northwest Warriors defeated the Northern Knights. And the second game's underway, the Munster Reds are up against Leinster Lightning. Leinster Lightning are batting their 57 for 4 off 7 overs. In motorsport, Ferrari's Charles Leclerc has set the pace in second practice ahead of this weekend's Azerbaijan Formula 1 Grand Prix. He's ahead of Red Bull's Sergio Perez, who is quickest in the open session in Baku. Max Verstappen is third. Lewis Hamilton could only manage a 12th place finish. And finally for this evening, with the Donegal International Rally just around the corner, the Highland Radio 50th Anniversary Rally Preview Show will air after the 5 o'clock news tomorrow, Saturday. Chris Ashmore will be joined in studio by Donna and Eamon Kelly, Gary Jennings, Andrew Nesbitt, and Clerk of the Course Eamon McGee. You can listen on air and you can also watch live on our Facebook pages. That's all your sports this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And we're turning to some news. There's further calls for an enhancement of toilet facilities at beaches in Donegal. Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbach says particularly at Blue Flag beaches, people deserve more modern facilities. He says the use of port-a-loos is substandard and more funding is required to put the changing places concept in place.
Port-a-loos is something that might have been acceptable maybe back 30, 40 years ago, or maybe a weekend festival or something like this here. But if we're in a situation now that we have a huge amount of footfall coming to our communities to take advantage of our beaches and respecting our community, but yet here we have a situation where the port-a-loo system is not working. It's clearly not working. It's absolutely embarrassing. People can't use the port-a-loos when they need to use them. And what we need to do is we need to put more pressure on the Dublin government to fund our communities adequately so we can actually put proper infrastructure in place so that locals and the tourist and the visitor can enjoy our beautiful county.
We highly rely on the tourists coming to Donegal for the beaches and stuff, so it is necessary that we have the correct infrastructure in place as well as accessible infrastructure.
Absolutely. What we need to be putting into our Blue Flag beaches is changing places concept. We need to have showers there. We need to have an array of different facilities available for people who are local and the visitor who comes to our community. I'm lucky enough to be on holidays in Catalonia at the moment, and if you go to any of the beaches that aren't even tourist marked, you'll have a very basic infrastructure placed there in terms of toilets, showers, taps, and we can't even get our act together to put in proper toilets.
Weather now windy and blustery today with widespread showers mixed with bright or sunny intervals. Showers will be heavy at times with the possibility of isolated thunderstorms. Highest temperatures of 16 to 18 degrees. And the closing headlines this evening, the Council of Europe has flagged serious concerns about the UK legislation that would offer an amnesty from prosecution to some perpetrators of attacks during the Troubles. Northern Ireland victims groups had denounced the British government's plans announced last month. A former orthopaedic surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital says the more that surgical services are contracted to private hospitals, the more of a risk there is that the hospital will be downgraded. Peter O'Rourke says the more surgical services are scaled back, the more of a threat there is to the hospital's future. The mother of Danielle McLaughlin, who was killed in Goa 5 years ago, says she is hopeful of a quick conclusion of the trial of the man accused of her rape and murder. It follows a high-level meeting in India between Goa's chief minister and two high-level diplomats from Ireland and Britain. And the Lasca Hearlock of the Glendies Municipal District says he will not support a new county development plan if it does not facilitate the building of houses with entrances onto the N56. At present, planning for such developments is being refused on safety grounds, but Councillor Michael McLaughlin says in many cases these applications are from people who already live along the route. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. Coming up next is Nuix with Colm Ferger, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Good evening.
Sé bhur mar thosú Colm Ferger an seáil in na príomhscéaltaí. Tá deistin curtha an uail maidir le papar ard-level gilige tí a dá an teastas seosairí agus le dáltaí agus muintirí gilige den túram go raibh sé dá chreid sa deacair agus anna dúchlanach. Den céad uair a riamh bhí dhá papar éagsúla ón, papar a tí a haon do cheantairí dúchais agus papar tí a dá do scoiltithe beirle ba é an papar ard-level a tí a dá an chúis ó chunspóide a mbliana, papar a tá díirithe orthu a tá ag freastal ar scoiltithe beirle na tíre náhuad gaeilge ar a dul acu. Ba lá náisiúnta cruthaithe na héirin do leanaí agus do dhaoine óga ar siúil de saharn an céad lá déag do mí meitheamh amara, ba oscion sé cé go leith imeacht siar an aisce Shul or Fod na Chira, Chonskan of the Khudj, Chlar, Era, Eldanach, E, Krenu na Nog, Ata, Eran Fod, Lakuig, Bion na Nuis, Maltar, Le, Da, Rini, Oga, Parcha, Glaku, Sespri, Awenan, La, Hokaji, Nablion na Shah, Agus Trila, Wenchmas, Rud, Egan, Kruhiha, and Agantar, Achul. Ta Ali, Nagiltukta, Egforbich, Stratish, Ur, Fihis, a Tree, Fihis, a Shart, Merkhudj, the Shah, Tashid, Eglorig, Ash, Olish, Turami, Agus Malti, O Fobol na Gaeltachta, Eger Aliantori, Agus Agriachti, Agus an Pobol I Gachinia. an oigus an arif, Carter Fuelcher Rivadini, Ainrahat na, Agriacti, Asholis the Horts, Erin Siv Udras Bunkai E. Tapader McLana da Las Ardruni Connor Nigeliga, Augustinia de Nagrivi, Hachanga, Ismola Ra, Le Cahara Bliana Nuas, Le Dull Erskar, Ta Teresh Nablianta, Egtridge, Erson Nigeliga, August Nigeltakta. August Bay Session, Kjol on Kjol Chira, Erin Darna La Jeg, Shin Jadoni Shaw, Le Meredni Weenie, Claire Freel, Manaslani, August Diane Ni Cannon, August Tashashin, Akeluru, Ischi, Ellen Aaron War. Shimba Hodge, Illegal Year, Slanagus Bannocked.
Opa Tree Notices for Friday evening, June 10th. The death has taken place of Mary McElhaney, Ard Raven, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. Going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Ruby Slavin, Nee Duffy, 25 Ingleslide Drive, Strabane, reposing at her home from 6 p.m. this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:20 p.m. for Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 2 p.m. followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Friends of the Cancer Centre, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Katie Grant, Nee Patton, Gortani, Quigley's Point. Katie's remains are reposing at her home. Katie's funeral mass will take place on Sunday at 12 noon in St Columba's Church, Strong, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Funeral mass can be viewed live on stcolumbasdrung.net. The death has taken place of Vincent Conlon, Fernbank, Maharanenan, Letterkenny. Vincent's remains will repose at the home of his daughter, Dorina. At Vincent's request, the house is strictly private to family only. Funeral service will take place at the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. There will be a private family cremation at the Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.